Hey there, everybody. I'm your host, James Hilliard. And on our podcast series here, we have talked about the benefits that organizations can gain from using thin clients and the engineering expertise that the PC Connection family of companies offers in that area. What we're doing on today's episode of Connection Point is speaking with Brett Stockfleet. He is the client device administrator for Genesis Health System. They're based in Davenport, Iowa, and provide health services to a 10-county region of eastern Iowa and western Illinois. When they needed a new thin client management tool, Genesis quickly implemented HP Device Manager with the assistance of PC Connection Professional Services. Brett here to tell us how Genesis turned an IT challenge into an opportunity with a move that quickly gave them the capabilities that they needed at a much lower cost. And Brett, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
It's good to be here, James.
Want to get right out the gate here and giving our listeners an idea of kind of the scope of client device management that you have there at Genesis Health.
Well, here at Genesis, we're managing approximately 1,000 thin clients over 50 different sites. These sites are in western Illinois, eastern Iowa, and the farthest sites are approximately 100 miles apart. We're managing several different models of the thin clients. We're managing the 5720s, the 5730s, and we're currently deploying the 5740s. As part of the management on these, we need to be able to track the devices. We need to be able to configure them remotely. We need to be able to run reports on the software. We need to be able to clone the devices. We need to be able to ensure compliance of the devices so we're in compliance with the HITECH Act and everything that HIPAA requires us to do.
So as anyone that's familiar with thin clients, understand there is a lot of management, and you had a lot to take care of, especially in the healthcare-related fields. There are even more kind of regulation compliance issues. So making sure privacy, compliance, security, all those things are in place are key to your group. Why did Genesis decide to make a move to HP Device Manager? And in making that move, did you have one or two major benefits or needs that you thought you would get bigger benefits out of by making such a jump?
Well, we were actually not looking to move. We were faced with relicensing our current system at a cost that was well over five digits, and we weren't prepared, to pay that unless it was really necessary. So we were looking for other options, and in making a switch, I really wasn't looking for any benefits. If there was any benefits that came along, it would be great. But I was looking for more for a seamless transition into a new system, because that way all my technicians would be able to continue to use the system and it would work just like the other one did. And hopefully there were some benefits that came along with it.
Let me ask you this. Was it you that was just doing some of the evaluation? Did you have a team involved working with you to kind of make the evaluation, look at some options?
I, along with two of my coworkers, were discussing our options, and that's when we brought in our sales rep, Laura Rogers, with PC Connection to kind of help us look for a new solution. And she basically suggested that the HP Device Manager solution, and that they could help us deploy that and look at that and test that. That's kind of how we came about that.
Okay, well, let's jump into kind of the idea then on the implementation of that HP Device Manager. Kind of walk us through, after it was suggested to you, what did you do from there?
We set up a time, and we worked with the PC Connection Professional Services, Stephen Stifel, the engineer. And this was just me and him working one-on-one. I had the hardware set up, and we were basically just going to test it. And we had a couple days set aside to do this. He remoted in. Everything was done remotely, and we were on the phone talking. We had a proof of concept. There were certain things that had to be done and had to work before we would move forward with this solution. Steve and I worked basically for 4 or 5 hours, and at the end of the day, they had proved every concept that we wanted. The system was working as designed, as we wanted it to. It looked like it was going to be relatively a seamless transition into the new system just like we wanted. Instead of it being a testing meeting, basically after we were done, that became our live environment, and that's what we're using today. Huge cost savings, took a third of the time that other people had quoted us it would take, and we've got an up and running live system.
Sounds like a couple benefits right there. Let me ask you this. If you can go back to the end of that day, you wrap up, did you, have time to sit back and kind of think about what you had just gone through with the professional services team there and what that meant to you in terms of ease of rollout of a new project here?
Well, yeah, I was it was a scary thing, changing systems like that, and to find out that everything went so smoothly and easily, it was just a big load taken off the shoulders, and I was very happy with the overall turnout of the project.
Since you got it into the live environment, any looking back, any of those, going back to earlier part of the conversation, any kind of surprise benefits that came in, either, again, from the technology itself or, working with the PC Connection team?
Yeah, there was a couple things that actually was a huge benefit from the system that I didn't know about going in, and that's at a quick glance, we can actually tell that all the security filters are turned on. We couldn't see that in the old system. The old system wouldn't clone a device properly. The new one is working great. We're able to sort devices. We're able to do our scheduled reboots. These are all things that, we could do in the past, but the benefits were, of course, the cloning devices, seeing the status of the security filters on all the devices.
Did you run into any speed bumps after the initial, deployment or anything that you weren't aware of or you needed help on? And if so, what was it like to reach out and what type of response did you get?
There's been three different times so far where I've had certain questions about the functionality of the management console. And I've emailed Steven, the engineer that helped me set it up, and he's been very responsive, has helped me answer questions. There was one question about population of the new devices into the system I had, and he didn't have an answer, but they've since come up with a fix for me, and we're currently implementing that, and it looks to be working very well.
Let me do this, Brett, before I let you go here. Another project, different project comes down the line, and you're looking for some help. Is PC Connection the first place you turn?
Yes, they've earned our trust. And they've always been a company we've trusted, and whenever we've had any issues or questions that we do not have an answer for on site, we definitely contact them. They're very helpful. Like I said, trust is very important. They never steer us wrong in the wrong direction.
Well, hey, good stuff, Brett. Really appreciate you taking time out of the day. I know you're busy over there, but telling your story here and do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, James. I appreciate it.
And for our listeners out there, if you do want to learn more about hardware, software, and services that are available to support your thin client deployment and how the in-house engineering expertise available from the PC Connection family of companies can save you time and money, contact your account manager, or you can go online. GovConnection.com is the website. The phone number, 1-800-800-0019. If you would like to email, connect@PCConnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up another installment of Connection Point.